with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump is hoping that Republicans in Congress will pass a big, beautiful bill sooner rather than later to get it onto his desk for signature. Here's an update from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Within House Speaker Mike Johnson's caucus, there are some major differences over what should or shouldn't go into the bill. And Senate Republicans don't necessarily see eye to eye with House Republicans on the mega bill that Trump envisions. One source of contention among House Republicans is Medicaid. A group of House Republicans in swing districts are making it clear that they will vote no to any bill that includes major cuts to the program. On Monday, a group of 12 vulnerable and moderate House Republicans in competitive districts sent a letter to Johnson, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, and House Majority Whip Tom Emmer voicing their concerns. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, talks between Iran and the United States over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program are in a very crucial stage. That's what the head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog said while on a visit to the Islamic Republic. Iran and the U.S. will meet again Saturday in Rome for a new round of talks after last weekend's first meeting in Oman. Amid all the recent turmoil on Wall Street, the intense volatility, the U.S. job market seems to be holding its own.
Unemployment applications dropped again last week, falling by 9,000 to 215,000. The report from the Labor Department comes in well below the 225,000 new applications that analysts had been expecting. Weekly applications have pretty much held steady between 200,000 and 250,000 over the past few years. For the week of April 5th, 1.89 million Americans were collecting unemployment benefits. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Stocks are mixed in the final day of trading in the holiday-shortened week. The Dow dropping 440 points. The S&P is up 21. This is SRN News. An American pastor who was kidnapped in South Africa last week has been rescued.
Josh Sullivan of Tennessee was abducted by armed and masked men during a sermon at the Fellowship Baptist Church. The 45-year-old missionary was rescued on Tuesday after three of his abductors engaged in gunfire with officials and were killed. Police say Sullivan was miraculously unharmed and in excellent condition. The number of kidnappings in South Africa has risen dramatically over the past decade. George Williams, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the Maldives have voted to ban Israeli tourists from entering the tropical Indian Ocean archipelago in an act of solidarity with Gaza. The Maldives is a popular tourist destination for Israelis. The parliament ratified the ban in response to what it calls ongoing acts of genocide committed by Israel against the Palestinian people. Critics note that the Maldives did not ban Palestinians after the October 7th massacre. This is SRN News. California will sue to stop President Trump's tariffs.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the president lacks the authority to impose a 10% tariff on all imports and that enacting such tariffs requires approval from Congress. The Democratic governor also says the tariffs are driving up prices and threatening jobs in California. The lawsuit will ask for the tariffs to be blocked. Newsom's announcement comes days after he asked countries to exempt California exports from retaliatory tariffs. I'm Julie Walker.
A Los Angeles judge set to listen to arguments this week over whether Eric and Lyle Menendez should receive reduced sentences. They're convicted of murdering their parents in 1989. Their attorney is expected to argue over the course of a two-day hearing starting today that their brothers have worked hard to better themselves and have given back to the prison community. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.